What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here it is, right now.
Welcome. Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Rupp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy.
What's up?
About that, or is that?
I mean, you can. We talk about everything else.
It's uncomfortable. My mind was just blown by
Dusty,
new brand manager.
Well,
part-time fan host Dusty Harrah.
I've got to complain about him.
Complain away.
Well,
he is right there.
I know.
You could probably voice that complaint to his face.
No, I'd rather tell the listeners.
No, let's do it.
We should not be here right now.
No one is here.
And neither should we.
Well, and that was kind of the point, you know, of it, is the office is it's a bit deserted. And by a bit deserted, there's no one here. And apparently there's no one that's been here.
No.
And we didn't get the email. Sometimes like on a day before a holiday, you get the, hey, the office is closing at like 2 or mid, you know, noon. No email, just no one showed up. So it is a bit odd right now.
I bet big regional was here, everyone would be here.
Well, and the problem was that the two people that are in charge aren't here. And so if both people that are in charge aren't here, no one's showing up. I mean, that's like...
Well, then why can't we not show up?
Well, because I think people know if we're not here. I think others can fake.
Ortner, would you like to do the show today?
I'm cool either way. I'm getting paid the same.
Yeah, all right.
Ortner could call Schulte right now, and they would two-man this thing for the next 12 hours. They're those young, scrappy up-and-comers.
That's what happens when you're paid hourly.
That's right.
We're all paid hourly.
Yeah, $12.50 an hour. A lot of people are saying.
Ortner, did you know we're hourly? Did you know that?
No, but I mean, I cut, like, I'm not hourly for subbing, but I cut it down so I know what my hourly is based on the rate they pay me.
Hmm. I'm sure we could do that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Well, we have an hourly rate on our paychecks.
Do we?
Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
I haven't looked at a paycheck in...
Yeah, there's one on there.
Is there?
Yeah.
Is it depressing or...
I mean, it's all in the eye of the beholder.
Sure, right?
I think Schulte would like it, but Ortner would like it, but Bill Gates, probably not.
Yeah, it's all... Yeah, it's a comparative statement, right?
Yeah.
You need something to compare it to.
Right.
Some doing a little better, some doing a little less.
Well, I just think Dusty is our new boss.
Yeah.
He could have gone a long way in just creating some goodwill around here and saying, you know what, guys, forget it.
I did wonder that. Like,
I mean, we're not here tomorrow.
No, but I did wonder, with it being on a Friday, do we get Thursday off as well? And the answer to that question is no.
Clearly no.
But if you're expecting any sort of effort this July 3rd show, well.
The only thing you're getting right now is the fact that we're all sober.
That is true.
That's the only thing you're getting.
Yeah.
And that's a bonus. Other than that.
The only other person in the office right now is Kurt Ludwig. And I was like, that would blew my mind when I came and I saw him. I'm like, what are you doing? Well, he's going to meet someone to go drink. So he's just killing time until the drinking starts. But no, the rest of us, stone cold sober. Not even hungover, to be honest with you.
Do you think Ludwig...
I didn't drink yesterday either.
Do you think Ludwig has a family?
I think he does.
I mean, he says he does.
Well, I think he hates them. So maybe not the kids, but maybe the kids.
Well, he only has one kid.
Oh, yeah.
I think he only has one kid.
Hey, look, he's got other things
At least
to do.
He says that.
Yeah.
I'm beginning to wonder.
Well, he's got that picture that's on the desk, but I'm starting to wonder if that's like fake. a Walmart photo. Yeah. Like, how easy is it to go buy a photo and then just be like, this is my family?
There's our spy right there.
Yeah.
It's Ludwig.
Well, I I've known that guy for like 20 years. I've never seen a member of his family. Have you?
No. Like I said.
Boy, you're
the ruse is up.
You're on to something here.
By the way, John Ludwig just texted the other Ludwig.
Yeah.
Johnny Ludes.
Double Ludes.
He says 4 sales department people were in this morning.
Really?
Yeah. That's what he says.
You did the pop in this morning?
He's listening.
Is that so you can send an email from like your home base and then you pretend that you're here and then you leave?
I don't know. I don't know what they're doing in sales.
You know, when you send an email, it's like from your mobile device. But if you come in, you could probably send an actual email. Although, I suppose you could do that from your home computer. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know why they need to be in the office, quite frankly, in this day and
age. I think some of them choose not to, and then that becomes a bit of a problem.
Why? Why is that a problem?
Well, did you see now that there's a growing sentiment? I saw this, I don't remember who was talking about it. I don't remember if this was Danny Industry, if it was Dirt and Sprague. But there was a recent survey slash poll where the youngins want a sex room at the office where they can pleasure themselves or others. Because during COVID, they got to take a little breaksie and, go relieve some work stress. And now that they're back in the office, they're unhappy that they're unable to do so. So I believe they want, essentially, you want like a taboo adult video room in your office. That's how strange the youngins are viewing the whole office experience.
As the resident youngin, I would not like that.
Well, I think
I don't want that room here.
Well, it makes me uncomfortable.
Well, I think it'd be very weird.
I'm uncomfortable with you speaking about it, honestly.
Everyone. Me too. I don't like that you brought that up right off the bat.
Well, the problem is there'd be one person that wouldn't be, and he would be in there all the time and would be telling people. He's the guy that would be I gotta go take a 15-minute break, be right back. You know where I'm going. And then it's just very awkward for everybody.
Well, I'll just skip right past that and say that happy 4th of July weekend to every one of you out there in Sportsland. We are here. We were not called off the ball today.
Look at you trying to push right past that.
We are here. We are ready to sport.
Are you ready to sport?
Like I said, we're sober, so we'll give you that. Other than that, I mean...
We do have a box of wine that someone brought us like two months ago that's still sitting in there.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I should take that out to the coast.
I opened the fridge, and it's still sitting in there. It's like a, is it a rosé?
It's a rosé, because we're rosé all day people.
Yeah,
I'm going to take that out.
And there is a box of rosé sitting in there, so you might, are you leaving right after the show?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Happy wherever it is you're going.
Rockaway Beach. Great place to take in 4th of July.
The coast is a wonderful 4th of July because you can just, you don't really have to do anything. You just walk out on the beach and let everyone else do the 4th of July for you.
Well, I don't know what each town kind of does its own thing, I think. But I can assure you, because I've been the last 2 years. Well, last year it cut short because of COVID, but the year before, maybe 3 years. I don't know. Anyway, I can assure you that Rockaway Beach takes its 4th of July very seriously. Yeah. And people come from all over other parts of the coast to come to Rockaway Beach.
Yeah, for that.
They have a parade, which is wonderful. You know, the fire engine spraying the kids with water.
Sure,
and they're
handing out candies and whatnot, maybe some taffy.
You know, all the local community leaders in their floats and stupid things like that.
There's a mayor like in a 93 Corvette,
exactly.
And he's waving at people.
It's just Americana. Yeah. And then American flags everywhere. And then they have the Wiener Dog National Race, which is a huge deal.
That's fantastic.
And that's at 1 o'clock, and then the fireworks both on the beach and in the city up north are I'm telling you, it is like
nice.
I don't know other places on the coast and what they do on 4th of July. I don't know. I've not been. All I can tell you is that I don't think any of them could beat what Rockaway Beach is putting together for 4th of July.
Well, we used to go to Pacific City a bunch.
What happened there?
And I'll tell you, I don't remember anything necessarily parade-esque because we always stayed like on the outskirts of town. What is that, like Tierra del Mar? Like that's those, there's like a, it's like a 12 block thing right in front of it. We always stayed in those homes. And I don't really remember any parades, but once the lights started going down, if you just walked out to the beach, there was always a bunch of bonfires, bunch of people were lighting off fireworks, bunch of people drinking. Like, it's just one big beach party, but I don't think necessarily that's a town thing, you know? I think maybe on the dunes they did that, but we always just kind of stayed over on the beach, and it was always a great time. And there was plenty of people there. Like, you could just kind of wander from house to house and fire to fire. But I don't know if the city, because it sounds like Rockaway, like the entire city.
It's the whole thing. Yeah. And people, they closed down. You can't drive through there.
Yeah.
So if you want to drive through there, you need to get there tonight.
Yeah.
So people come from all over and they hang out for the parade and then the wiener dog races and then they watch the fireworks.
Yeah. Texas, so saying, a lot of people are, towns are switching to drone shows. I have seen that.
Drone shows.
Well, people, like, fireworks are very polarizing, you know, because the dogs hate them.
Yeah.
And, you know, the whole fire thing. So I have seen that a lot of the communities now are doing big drone shows.
What does that mean?
You haven't seen the drone shows? So you get like, you know, a couple hundred of these little drones and they all do synchronized what you would think is a fireworks display. It's a light show with drones.
Oh.
So they go up there and they do flags and they'll do eagles and you got the big American, you know, proud to be an American. Where at least something,
I know I'm free.
It's one of those.
Can you pull up beer? B-E-E-B-E-R.
Oh,
beer.
We're doing the Myers Leonard.
Well, I just think today we need to.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that kind of day.
That's true. Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
So there's, a lot of places, you know, fireworks are kind of controversial and a lot of towns have stopped doing them. Like when I was growing up, the Vancouver, Fort Vancouver, that was one of the biggest fireworks displays on the West Coast. And we don't do that anymore. They shut that thing down a bunch of years ago.
I used to work at, when I first moved to town, I worked at, what's it called right there on the Double Tree right on the water there?
Yeah, there's like a Red Lion. There's a Double, I think it used to be a Red Lion.
Well, it's a Double Tree on the Oregon side.
Okay, yeah, because they're right across.
I worked at that.
Yeah.
And the one burned down. The one on the east side of I-5.
Yeah.
Is the one I worked at, and they have that beautiful view of the river.
Mm-hmm.
We had the best.
I bet.
Oh my God, the best view of those fireworks every 4th of July right out our window.
Yeah. We went like maybe 6 or 7 years ago, and I think that was the last. They just stopped. They're expensive. It's hard. And
I get it.
Yeah.
But so, that was a good show. One. Yeah.
But I still think there's like, I know Washougal does one still. I think some of the suburbs still put them on from a community, but yeah, it's. You know, the 4th of July out here isn't quite what it used to be. I think we celebrated a little harder.
Yeah, 4th of July is cool, but it's not my favorite time of year.
Yeah, like I said, it's
other than the weather.
It's polarizing.
I mean, I don't know. The fireworks are fine. I never really got into them. But it, you know, it gets kind of hot sometimes and then it's like, I don't know. Yeah. Like let me give you a choice.
Give it to me.
So the rest of your entire adult life, you either have Christmas time.
Oh, stop it.
With holiday cheer, presents, but it's cold, it's wet, it's gray, it's dreary. Mm-hmm. Or I'll give you 4th of July time with fireworks, Americana, summer, graduations.
So you give me like 3 to 4 weeks of Christmas. Basically, you give me December or July, Christmas every time. It's not even close.
Yeah, it's not close, is it?
No, no.
Yeah.
Some people do say that 4th of July is their favorite or their second favorite.
I mean, this weather's pretty good, dude.
It's great. Well, and it's not that hot right now. We're just this is perfect.
That's
but
what I'm saying.
There's something about I got to be careful how I want to say this. Christmas is universal.
Yeah,
cheer.
Flags.
America. Yeah. You don't have to be.
Is that what you mean?
Well, yeah. You don't have to be Christmas.
Hey.
You don't have to be Christmas guy to enjoy the holiday season. It's kind of fun for everyone. It's why you do the people do the holidays. It's winter solstice. Whatever you want it to be. You want to be a pagan, godless heathen. You can still enjoy Christmas time. I think people are just in generally good moods, right? It's time of giving. You do a lot of like charity work. It's great. We've got the Christmas carols, all that. And I love the 4th of July, but it can get a little
uneducated, beer, trucks, balls,
flags. How about this, dude? It gets a little Kid Rock. And while
it does.
Screw the learning people.
Yeah,
go.
I don't. And there's, I guess there's a there's a place for that. It's just,
let me jump in.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to offend anybody.
No, I know what you mean. And look, they know what you mean.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's not beat around the bush. Let's just say that there is a bit of a war over our flag.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And I want to tell you, I'm going to read something to you. So we're going out to Rockaway tonight and staying at a friend's place. She sent out a group text about, you know, here's the address, here's what we need you to bring, things like that.
Sure.
At the end of it,
yeah,
she said, here's our mission. She said, we shall take back patriotism. We shall take back the flag. We shall take back country music. We shall take back Eagles. We shall take back drinking too much. And anything else these yahoos are trying to steal from us.
That is phenomenal.
And quite frankly,
yes,
I stood up out of my, I was at lunch at the time. I stood up out of my chair and I saluted her.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, you know what?
Bravo.
Michelle.
Bravo.
You are absolutely right. And she's right.
Yes.
She's right.
Yes.
Listen, it doesn't matter what side of the political spectrum you're on. This is America.
Yeah.
And we both love it.
Yes.
So let's both celebrate it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And it didn't, and that, I guess that's my thing, is the 4th of July didn't used to be divisive.
No.
And now it,
and
now it kind of is.
I love the 4th of July, but
yeah,
look,
so do I.
it's not in my top, it's not in my top two or three.
Well, Christmas is number one, and it's not
always
even close.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just
always
everything, I mean, come on.
Come on.
It's just,
come on.
And then if you want it, you got Halloween, you got Thanksgiving.
I'm
you
out
got
on
the four,
Halloween.
You got the 4th, yeah, you're not a big Halloween guy. You get the 4th of July. I mean, you want to do like a Memorial Day sort of thing. You
I like
do,
Labor Day.
You can do Easter. You got Labor Day.
Just get, it's usually nice weather and you get a Monday off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's nice. But I'm very much pro 4th of July. Absolutely. I just wish we could tone it down like, I don't know. Like, what do you always say with the high T? 33% less?
33.6.
I think we should, I wish we could turn down kind of the hillbilly idiot vibe, like 33.6. I'd even take like 23%.
Just
like who was last year? Like, and I feel bad for the guy, but it was the guy last year, right? He was in South Carolina and he was wearing American flag overalls and like an Abraham Lincoln top hat. And he put a, to own the libs, he like put a mortar on top of his head and lit it. It blew his damn head off.
Ooh.
Like that. Yeah.
So is he still alive?
No, no.
Does he have a,
well, no,
so he doesn't have a head?
Is he a horseman?
Walking around with a...
Well, and like the worst part was like
pumpkin?
His family was there watching and they were like, I swear to God, you can look it up. They gave an interview and it's like, he died doing what he loved. And you're like, what? Being an ignorant ass?
Whatever,
like,
you know,
no.
Look, celebrate how you want. I don't care.
That's not...
Turn it up. People turn it up and that's fine. It's just that...
Not to 11.
It just can't be...
Turn it up to like 8.
It just can't be only yours. You can't be doing that. Okay?
Yeah.
It's all of us.
Yeah. We've come to celebrate morons. And
I don't celebrate morons.
And I
don't know what you're talking about.
Why? You know what I'm talking about. The idea of being, what is the, like, fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life.
I beg your pardon.
And it's not something that should be ultimately celebrated like all the time. Like, yeah, I'm as dumb as can be. I'm going to put this mortar on my head for America. No, dude, you blew your head off in front of your wife and kids.
We laugh at those people sometimes.
And then your wife's like, he died doing what he loved. Well.
Yeah, flat, uneducated.
You're not going to change that.
No.
All I'm saying is that those people turn it up. You turn it up. This is their Super Bowl. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. But listen.
Let's go back.
We need some respect.
Yeah.
That it's not just your flag in your country.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
just because I didn't vote with you.
It's everybody's.
It's all of ours.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna wrap my ass in a flag, and I'm gonna be running down Main Street.
You gotta turn it up too at Rockaway.
At Rockaway Beach.
You hopefully listen to Myers Leonard.
The only difference is I'll have a fedora and a cigar.
You're gonna have a BWER beer.
Beer. Hey guys.
Beer.
All right, I'm going to give you this on the way out.
Yeah.
This is only our first segment. Can you believe that? Wait, where is it, you said, Will?
I can play it if you want me to.
Where is it?
It's on the Benchmarks page.
Okay, thank you. It's a little on-air producing for you guys here on a holiday. Oh, there it is. Okay, I'm going to play this. This is going to play us out of our first seggy, because it's going to set the tone for the GD day.
It's got a really long intro, though. We should have skipped ahead a little bit.
Well, here we go. Okay. All right. We will be back with maybe some sports talk on the fan. Yeah.
Yeehaw!
I'm going to blow my head off!
Yeah! I don't even have a Southern accent, but I'm going to sing with one for some unknown reason!
This is Myers Leonard, by the way.
Yeah.
The real Myers.
Who's from Illinois.
Myers. Okay, we'll be right back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, it's nice to have you along here on a 4th of July Eve.
This is the B-E-E-R beer segment.
Woo! That's right.
Myers! Do you think as his music keeps going, he'll just get more Southern? The accent will get thicker and thicker and thicker with every song? Because he had no accent when he played, because he's from Illinois. And then he dropped the retirement song, and there was a bit of a Southern twang. And now he's full on, like, he's a member of Lynyrd Skynyrd at this point.
He's pretty good. Take a listen.
Listen to this.
He sounds like someone.
On the 4th of July.
July.
Firing a field or chilling on a boat.
Don't you think he sounds like Alan Jackson?
He references Alan Jackson in the song. Do you think he's doing an Alan Jackson impression? He does sound like someone, but it's not Alan Jackson.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Here's Alan Jackson.
Here we go. Let's go. Let's go!
A little Luke Bryan in it, maybe?
I don't know who
that is. Will's a country dumbass.
Yeah, who's he sound like?
Yeah.
Both of you sound dumb. It's a combination, maybe, of like an Alan Jackson with like a Luke Bryan, like a horrible version of both.
Wait a minute. Why would we sound dumb if we both mentioned both
I don't know. I was getting attacked, called the dumbass. I had to lash out. I couldn't sit back and take it.
Yeah, Will's just a young Will likes
B-E-E-R.
No, I said Will likes a good, Will's a country-loving sort of fella.
I do.
Yeah.
I like this country.
Yeah.
You like that country?
Well, maybe not that
country.
Oh,
this
country.
That's not on my Apple playlist.
No, the style of country, yeah, I think, man. Is bro country. Well, Will's like in his 20s.
A bro.
You should like bro country.
Do you like
your
20s. Morgan Wallen?
He's good.
Yeah?
Yeah. I haven't gone and seen him, but I went and saw Hardy, and who Hardy writes most of his music.
Did you have a B-double-E-R beer when you were there?
I had a $25 beer a couple times. That was a rough one.
$25 beer?
Dude, it was rough.
Oh my! How many ounces?
God, I hope that's
the tall one, whatever the highest, tallest is.
Yeah.
I'm not over here doing math. I don't count ounces.
Where
were you?
The tall boy's usually a 24 if you get
Ridgefield,
the big one. Yeah,
probably 24.
25.
24 ounces?
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Dollar an ounce, man.
Yeah, because you're going to do the double, the 12, and then you just get the two together. And
do you remember college and 32-ounce beers? You remember those? Those really crappy draft beers?
40s, like, man.
Well, that was the OE.
Well, you had four. Yeah, but that's what you buy at the store. I'm talking about like at the bar, you'd get the 32-ounce.
Well, we didn't have bars because it was Provo, so.
Oh, my God.
And then when you went to Salt Lake to drink.
So sheltered.
Boy, yeah, the Salt Lake bar scene's gotten a lot better, but we had to supply our own drugs and alcohol in Provo, Utah.
Anybody been to South Carolina lately?
I have not. I've heard it's wonderful.
So I went to a wedding there one time many moons ago.
Yes.
And they had their bars were required to have airplane bottles. They had the little airplane bottles.
Are you?
No, I'm not kidding. This was years ago. This was probably 20 years ago.
Why don't you just use a jigger? Like they...
No, to control how much you got, they pour all... So the back of the bar, you know how... I mean, I always have romanticized like the back of a bar, the look of a bar with the different bottles and stuff.
Yeah, it's great. Backlit, top shelf,
exactly.
The whole thing, right?
I love that.
Yeah.
There, it was just lines and lines and rows and rows and rows of little airplane bottles of booze.
Blows my mind. And so they just opened...
One at a time.
That's very wasteful.
Well, I don't think they thought that.
Well, I mean, but like...
They give you one, and that's it.
No, but the plastic. Like, think about all the...
Well, I don't care about that, man.
No, you don't care about that down in South Carolina. Well, that's kind
of... So I'm sure they've changed that.
I would hope so.
But I haven't been back since.
No.
It disgusted me so much, I've never gone back.
No, the Utah one, and again, not having been to Utah in a while, the Utah bars, you needed a... They had to be clubs, so you had to buy a membership... to get into in order to drink at a bar. And it was like a couple bucks, but you did have to like fill out, and then you had to have like someone at the bar sponsor you, but there was always someone that worked at the bar that would sponsor you.
I remember that.
But you couldn't just walk into a bar in Salt Lake.
Like if I'm just driving through and I'm just stopped for the night and I have nothing to do with your church or anything.
Yeah.
And I'm at a hotel and I'm like, I'm gonna go find a bar and a B-E-R-R beer.
Yeah.
I can't walk into that bar. I can't just walk in and sit down.
I think it's changed a little bit.
Kidding me?
But back in the day,
Are you kidding me?
And then there's no alcohol sales on Sunday. So you can't go into like a grocery store and buy beer on Sunday. Yeah. They shut it down.
Well, we had that where I'm from.
I remember being in St. George and we asked the ball boy where we could go like to a gas station to get beer or alcohol. And he's like two counties over. He was like, good luck. Whoa. You're not getting it here in Utah.
Well, Utah used to be like Footloose. Instead of dancing though, it was like just having
Well, Monmouth fun. Used to be a dry town down there. Remember that?
Yeah.
Or Western Oregon, right? Isn't that right there?
That's why Western Oregon sucks.
Well, I don't think it is anymore, a dry town.
They still suck.
Maybe it is. I don't know.
It's not dry.
I'm trying to see if they've changed it. And the beers in Utah have a lower alcohol.
ABV.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you buy like a Budweiser... It's not going to be a 4-point-something. It's going to be like a 3-something. And the DUIs there are really low. It's like I want to say it's like 0.04 or 0.05.
Jeez.
So you got to be really careful if you do a little drinky poo and then get behind the wheel. So, yeah, 0.05 for your blood alcohol content.
So Gundy wouldn't do well there?
No.
Wait, who? What?
The Oklahoma State coach.
Oh, Matt Gundy.
Oh, and the other one is you can't order...
Man. I'm 40.
I'll look, but you can't order. You used to not be able to order two drinks at a time.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
So they have to see where the other drink's going?
No, it didn't matter. You had to order one. You couldn't order and be like, that's for my buddy. You got one drink, one person. Yeah, it was...
Laws made by people who don't drink.
No, it was weird. And again, I haven't been down there a lot, and I know Salt Lake is becoming less Mormon, and it's actually, from what I hear, it's kind of becoming a cool place, and that people are digging more and more, but it was definitely harder to go out at clubs and gentlemen's places and all that. Although those were there too. There was like one or two strip clubs when we were there, but again, a lot of rules, a lot of regulations.
All right, well, another segment down. For us here. Coming up next, I don't know. Do you guys want to talk some sport?
Sports! Or do we want some B-double-E-R beer?
I want to go get me some boxed rosé from the
kitchen. Like that he spells beer and then tells us that it's beer. As if we can't figure out what B-double-E-R means. Could be
a honky-tonk bar. We'll be right back on The Fan Sports. Here's Will. Yes, that's right. We are here for you on this 4th of July Eve. We should probably talk some sport at some point here.
At some point, I'm sure we will.
Got a little bit of Blazer news today. None of it good.
What sort of good Blazer news do you want?
Oh, I don't know, like a good move or something?
Well, that's not going to happen.
Like, wishful thinking to think that they might make a good player acquisition of some sort?
Free agency is basically done. The largest trade in NBA history is going down. They're not a part of that.
Wait, what's that trade?
Oh, Houston, the Kevin Durant trade. You haven't seen? They're roping in like five other teams.
Oh, no, I haven't seen
that. Yeah. It's supposed to be when it's all said and done, it's going to be the biggest trade in NBA history.
Hey, I saw KD was going at some fans again.
Well, that's what he does. He's a cheese butt.
You know what? He is a cheese butt.
That guy is like, hey, Kevin Durant, man, yeah, you cheese butt. LeBron, go yam on you.
What a great slight.
It is.
You are a cheese butt.
Yeah. It's great. It's great insult.
No, I was calling you that.
No. Well, that hurts my feelings.
Yeah, he was going at the fans again. Now, see, he's stopped using his burner.
Now he just goes at them on his regular account?
Yeah, he does.
All right, well, that's fun.
I don't think it is, but he can't help himself, but at least he's graduated to, like, actually, like, now he's like, I don't give an F, I'm coming right after you, bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was talking about, like, athletes have a point. I think it's interesting. I actually think it's an interesting conversation. Mm-hmm. You've got the mouth breather ne'er-do-wells who will say to athletes, you can never win, you suck.
Oh, yeah.
Go die.
You lost. I lost my parlay. I hope you die.
Yeah, that happened to Max Homa.
Yeah.
And he got all butthurt about it.
Well, who was the, what happened? It was the baseball player that had a breakdown, started crying.
Recently?
Yeah. It was just like a week ago. And the fan got banned for life.
Oh, yeah. He was yelling at him out. And he was out in the field.
He was out in the field.
Yeah. It wasn't on social media. But
No.
That was.
I forget who it was. But yeah, I guess his mom had died recently. And they were like, they were yelling at him, and he like had a full on breakdown.
Yeah,
like,
I figured that was.
Started crying.
But anyway, KD goes. So these guys are like, "Oh, you suck, miss. You're not gonna do anything in Houston." Hey.
Yeah.
And you know, go die, man. And then he fired back with the age old, like your mom's disappointed in you. You've never done anything. Like I'm super successful. You're not. You're just jealous. You know that whole line of
sure.
Which I mean that it's a fair point. I guess. I mean, he doesn't really know the person at him.
It's a safe assumption. That,
yeah, that guy's a loser, right?
Exactly.
So I do like this debate. I like it when athletes, like I don't have any problem with an athlete clapping back at a fan, especially on social media, because it's just like you and I didn't have to grow up with that, right? Like,
no.
Like, you know, you played a little bit. So if you were on social media at BYU, what was that, in the 40s, 50s?
It was in the 90s.
Oh, yeah, the 90s.
the old 90s.
And a lot of those, you know, a lot of irrational fans were coming at you. Yeah. You, especially young you, you might have had a problem with that.
Absolutely.
Okay? And you might have come right back at him. And it's like, okay, I get that because, but we didn't have to deal with that.
No.
The social media.
We
so this
not.
Is a new thing. And athletes are I think, some are better than others at handling it. I mean, I've always thought that as an athlete, part of the when you're cashing these big fat checks, you really should be able to let it go. Mm-hmm. And you should learn to be able, or at least try to learn to be able to let that stuff go because it's a waste of energy.
Sure.
But it's human nature, and a lot of people aren't going to be able to do that.
Yep.
Kevin Durant is clearly one guy who can't do that. I think that makes him look bad. But at the same time, I totally understand why he comes right back at these guys like, you're a loser. Yeah. Your mom hates you. Your mom's disappointed in you.
Well, it's the ultimate scoreboard.
A little bit.
Because,
but you're right.
Yeah, but
in a way. These guys are really successful.
They are. And it is one of those things, though, you can be critical of someone and yelling at them. But at the end of the day, you paid money to go watch him do something. Therefore, the relationship will always be imbalanced. LeBron James did not pay to come watch you do whatever it is you do. You bought a ticket to watch him, and now you want to be critical of him. He does have a bit of a point to...
Well, what if they didn't buy a ticket?
Well, but still.
But they watch him. They know who he is.
They know who he is.
They follow him on Twitter.
Yes. I mean, we get a little bit of that. When someone on here says that I'm a horrible human being and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Well, that's true.
That is usually my response is, you're correct. I am terrible. But then I do like to point out that you're the one that listens to the terrible human being and then takes time out of your schedule to text me to tell me that I'm terrible. So it really is kind of a bit of a self-own. But you're right in that more and more, like Lillard claps back. Lillard was notorious for that here in Portland.
But he does it in a much more mature way.
Yes.
Well, it's just KD's just child. Like, he's a baby.
Yes.
He's kind of a little bitch.
But I think more and more athletes that are raised, and I think it's going to get worse as we go on, because the more and more athletes that are raised on social media and the younger ones, they are not going to take it laying down.
And I don't think they, that's my point. I don't think they should.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's probably a way to do it. Like, here's what KD, okay, here's what happened. KD puts out a tweet, he says, shut up, I'll troll on Twitter till the day I expire. Don't let me distract you, dweeb.
Yeah.
And this guy goes, if KD doesn't even make the finals these next 2 years, I don't want to hear him in top five convos ever again. Not win it, make it, ring chaser. And then he tags KD.
Yeah.
So he's clearly baiting him.
Sure.
KD, of course, can't not respond.
No.
And he says, shut up, Drew. Nobody cares that you exist. He said that to this guy.
Wow.
And then somebody else chimes in. Well, I can't. The N-word.
Sure.
Can't wait for you to fail with the Rockets. And he doesn't, this is a, okay, so, boy.
Careful.
Yeah, deep water here.
Careful. Careful.
N-word with the A at the end.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's not the hard R.
No, it's not like he called him that.
Yeah.
He's obviously an African-American guy calling him.
Yes.
Okay, so he says, can't wait for you to fail with the Rockets, too. You should have just humbled yourself and joined Curry at the deadline. And then, Katie, your mom hates that you haven't succeeded at anything. Like, he typed that. He typed that on his Twitter. From his Twitter.
I mean, I just...
It's unbelievable.
Is there any doubt that just... The internet is just a giant cesspool regardless of who's playing.
Right.
It just is.
Well, it's like Buck says, you know, Max Homa, golfer,
yep,
did get that. And he said... Max Homa is very good on social media.
Yes.
What his bit is... He's a professional golfer, and his bit is... You send him your golf swing and he will tear it apart.
Sure.
And it's kind of funny. He's very funny. It's fun, lighthearted stuff.
Yes.
Well, somebody said he cost him a parlay or some golf bet somewhere along the line with a bad round. He's been playing bad this year, Max Homa. So he's kind of in the doldrums.
Yeah.
And he said, you should die. That's what he said to Max Homa. And that's not funny, but...
See, I kind of think it is a little bit that's like...
That affects him?
Yeah.
Well, Homa didn't like it. Yeah. And Homa basically came out and said, look, this stuff is really starting to bother me. People should not be allowed to say, you know, this and that. Well, as Buck always says, log off.
Well, here's my thing. I had someone once take a photo in front of my house and send it to me. I think that's the only time I've had something where I'm like, all right, it's a bridge too far. Like, that made me angry. And the dude was like, well, I was just kidding around. I'm like, well, you know, come up to my door sometime. You're not going to find me kidding around. But when someone says, I hope I get cancer, like, ooh. Okay.
That's a good, nice hope.
Well, I understand.
I mean, not for you.
I understand the Max Homa thing saying that's rude. But the fact that you are letting someone saying you would... They can't wish you to get cancer. Like, they this isn't like a monkey paw wish. Like, you now you're going to get leukemia. Like, it's just the inability of people to let stuff go.
Just let it go.
Just let it go.
He doesn't even know you.
No.
Like, why would that affect you?
Yeah.
That's kind of a you problem.
Yeah. Well, and it's real easy. Just block and...
Or just don't... Why are you on there? If it bothers you so much, get off.
Yeah.
It's not hard.
But guys like Kevin Durant will never, like you said, he will troll until the day he dies.
Well, he said that.
Yes.
He admits it.
Yeah. It's like he's not going to get off of
it. And by the way, big fun first round leader note today.
Yeah.
Because it's Thursday, so we have Buck's first round leader bets.
Yes.
He had Max Homa at 90-1.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you've seen the John Deere Classic today. You
no,
probably haven't.
I have not.
Max Homa was one off the lead, needed a birdie on 18, and he missed a 13-foot putt. And Buck sent him a text that he should, or a DM that he should die.
Well, and one of the first things that I told Will when he first started here was be careful reading feedback. I have watched text, like we just have the little text program in front of us. We have watched that text program literally melt human beings down. Melt them down. Some of them, it cost them jobs. And that blows my mind that we allow that stuff to seep into our brains. But I really think that that's just society in general. Now, I mean, you've got kids that have killed themselves over stuff that is being said about them on Instagram. And I know this is such an old man take, but I just have never understood why someone didn't advise them, or they didn't have the, they're so depressed after what's being said to get off of there. And then people are like, well, even if you log off of it, that stuff's still out there being said about you. And you'll hear it from other people. And I'm like, but isn't it better to just hear whispers that people are making fun of you as opposed to reading, I hope you get cancer and die 1,000 times, and then you actually want to kill yourself?
Well, isn't it also... But
I feel at the same time, maybe that's an old man take that I don't, you know.
Well, I mean, I think there's a difference. I think with kids, don't they grow up where all of their classmates and peers and friends
yes.
are online? And so it's... We had the same thing in school. It just wasn't digital.
Yes.
It's the...
They told you that you
kids
were...
Kids are awful.
They told you that you were gay to your face.
Right. But it's like... So I think it's different being Max Homa and Kevin Durant when these are people you don't even know that are probably just jealous of your success or mad at their own lives.
No.
You should be able to let that go. I think it's a little different, particularly when you're an adolescent or you're a teenager.
He's a grown man.
And it's the people that are talking the crap are all people that you know in your peer group that you see every day. You know, I think that's a little different.
True.
I mean, you remember how sensitive everyone was in high school and middle school and all that. I think that's a little different than freaking Kevin Durant, who's worth $150 million, and some guy named Drew calls him a bum, and he can't handle it. Dude, I think you should be able to handle that.
It does seem like that you can just ultimately let that and point to the scoreboard and say, I'm in the Hall of Fame, I'm one of the 10 best players of all time.
And he tagged him on there. I think, ultimately, the best facepalm to that guy is not responding.
Yeah.
He wants you to respond.
Yeah.
So when you respond, you have given him exactly what he wants.
Yeah.
You're so thin-skinned, he is laughing at that.
Well, but that's the old... I mean, we were talking about this yesterday with the ESPN. Was it like Feinbaum that said Arch Manning's the best quarterback since Tim Tebow or whatever? We live in a world now where... like someone at ESPN says something, and then the rest of ESPN spends the month reacting to it, and that's considered to be a wonderful thing. It was Emmanuel Acho had one of those today. I forget what it was, but he had something that was just as dumb as what Paul Feinbaum said, and now we get to spend a month reacting to it, and we just live in a society now where. The worst thing you say, the most controversial thing you say, the thing you say that gets underneath someone's skin, the way to poke the bear or whatever, that has become currency. It really has. And you get rewarded for it. You get rewarded with clicks. You get rewarded with jobs. You get rewarded with attention. All of those things. And so, like, you're encouraged to keep this back and forth going. It's become a societal push-pull thing. And I don't know where it ends. And sometimes it ends in like really bad things. As you said, some of these things have horrible consequences to them.
Well, I think it ends when people just, and they won't, but I think a lot of people already do. They just ignore it. Like I mean, that Paul Feinbaum thing was so dumb. I'm like, I just rolled my eyes and move on. What they're saying wild things on purpose.
Yeah.
And they're doing that on purpose so that you talk about it.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with KD.
Yeah.
When you tag KD, you want to respond. That's what Paul Feinbaum wants. That's what Emmanuel Acho wants. They want to respond. That's they're kind of ESPN's kind of going down the road of Fox.
Yeah.
Fox started this.
Yep.
All the Fox guys, Skip Bayless and all those guys, they're hot takey. Collins one of them, and they know that when they push those buttons, it gets people riled up. So the way that the pendulum shifts is. Not enough people get riled up. And I think that is starting to happen. Like some of those things, it's very clear that they are just contrived to try to get clicks and get people listening and watching. And that may work for some, but it doesn't work.
So
it doesn't work. I don't think that's long. I think that is why a lot of the sports media is losing market share.
But
that's why
it still works. If you want Kevin Durant's attention, telling Kevin Durant that he is great versus telling Kevin Durant that I hope you get Lou Gehrig's disease, which one's more likely to get a response?
Exactly. But for every Kevin Durant, though, there are 30 or 40 guys who can probably show you their mentions.
Yeah.
And they and they're awful.
Yeah.
Stuff worse than that.
Yeah.
And they never respond to it.
Yeah.
You know why? Because they're adults.
Yeah.
And they actually have grown a thick skin. Thick skin doesn't just happen. You learn it.
Yeah, it's a skill.
It's something you learn. Yeah. And it blows me away that guys like Kevin Durant can't, especially he's a veteran. Like, he's older now.
Oh, God, yeah. He's like
36, I get it when you're in early in your career, but he's almost 40. It's like, dude. I know. You got issues, man.
Someone said, Rob with the hot take. Hot take, Rob.
What was my hot take?
Oh, just that whole thing. They were just poking, you know.
Hey, won't you, your mom's mad at you because you never amounted to anything.
I slept with your wife. Oh, George Costanza.
All right, well, that's our...
Time for a B-double-E-R.
We will be back. History has been made in Major League Baseball, and we will discuss it. Damn it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Coming up next hour. Oh, interesting. Jailbreak by Thin Lizzy. There are two Blazers going to jail.
There is.
Two former Blazers.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, not current.
One, by the way, way worse than the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. In the grand scheme of the crimes,
yeah.
It's about as polar opposite as you can get.
Sucker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking, do you think that the Blazers rank up there? Because, you know, we had the Jailblazers era.
Yeah.
Do you think they rank up there with most, I don't know about jail, but like, how would you describe it? Like, franchise that's had the worst dudes? Do you think that...
It's a good question. I don't think we have any murderers. We've had some rapes.
Dog fighting.
Yeah, definitely had the dog fighting. Had some shootings.
A lot of weed.
Yeah, we got
a lot of
weed.
But God, look back at that now.
Yeah, I know that the weed,
and think of how outraged we were.
Yeah, when you look through the lens of like weed and steroids, now it's like really like that's what we got all bent out of shape over.
God, no kidding, steroids. We were so pissed about that.
Yeah,
like I mean we weren't, but the collective,
the general society. We talked about it like. If this was 10 years ago and Cal Raleigh was having this season, oh, dude, we'd be pointing some fingers left and right and being like, ah, I want my pound of flesh. Yeah. And now we're like, oh, dude, watch Cal hit some homers, man. It's great. But we, yeah, the weed stuff, Ricky Williams and a lot of those guys that were just, you know, they were drubbed out of leagues. And now we're like, ah, dude, it's weed. When's the last time anyone gave two S's about anyone getting caught with weed? I mean, it's like, well, it's legal in
how many different
states?
Back in the...
It was a big deal back
in the early 2000s.
I know. The idea that NBA players smoking weed at one point was a big deal. That may be the most ludicrous statement that has ever been said, is that an NBA player with weed used to be a major deal for people.
It was, yeah. Do you think that Damon Stoudemire kind of got a bad rap?
Yeah.
Because he was a pretty good player.
He was, and he wasn't a bad guy.
Good guy, yeah.
He had weed.
Local guy. He just smoked a ton of... Doobie.
Well, and he did like Darius Miles would smoke a lot of weed and then be an idiot and like couldn't function. Damon Stoudemire,
he was kind of lazy though.
He was. Damon Stoudemire wasn't lazy. He just liked the weed.
Yeah.
And now that's no different than someone that likes a beer.
Yeah. He got roped in with all those guys. Like,
yeah.
And Rashid didn't do himself any favors.
No,
he was a jerk. But he liked the
you know,
sticky.
It certainly wasn't with what some of the other people were doing.
So what franchises had the most players behind bars at any given time?
It's a good question.
Or with charges, or with lawsuits.
That Florida Gators team, I know it was a collegiate team.
Miami.
That was pretty good, yeah.
How about Miami?
Yeah, Miami. There's some, those were some checkered teams, to say the least. Pros, I don't know.
Arrests.
Yeah, I'd have to go back and, you'd have to go back and look. And I think it's eras, too. Like, the Blazers, I mean, just...
Got a lot better.
They got When's the last time we had someone? Well, Ben McLemore.
Well, today.
Damn it. Sorry about that. I was like, hey, when was the last time?
Today, twice.
He was like a. Both of those guys were here for like a fart
I
in the wind.
Know.
The era has become.
Telfair was only here for like 2 years, and how long was McLemore here?
A year.
Yeah. So
maybe 2 years.
Are they really Blazer greats?
Oh, Blazer great. Yeah.
You know.
Hang the.
Although Sebastian Telfair, at one point, they told me was the point guard of the future.
They sure did. There was a whole book about him.
Yeah, he was on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
All right, guys. We got to go. Hell yeah.
We need to get to what happened with the Blazers.
Yeah, we'll get to it. Well, I was teasing.
Yeah.
That was a tease for next hour.
I'm teased.
Yeah, two Blazers are going to jail, and history has been made in Major League Baseball. Will it ever happen again? Next hour on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.